starting next week, China will slash tariffs on imports of American-made cars and some auto parts. It's a concession in trade talks between Beijing and Washington. It also comes as demand in China slows, and Chinese automakers are making a big push to sell their cars in the United States. Willie Shi is professor of management practice at Harvard Business School. And Professor Shi, I know you've been to a number of Chinese auto factories. What is the state of the auto market there?
Well, there are aspects of the market there which, if you study history, would look like the 1910s and 1920s in the U.S. Hundreds of companies. I went to the Shanghai Auto Show a couple years ago, and I think there were close to 300 vendors there. So it's kind of classic early market in China where a lot of competition. And I think we're at a phase now where there are certain players who are starting to emerge as certainly strong domestic players, and some, particularly companies like Geely and BYD, have global ambitions. Mm.
And when you're in those factories, what do you see? What strikes you?
Well, they look like typical factories that you would see in the U.S. or in Europe or Japan or Korea. They are equipped with robots. One thing that struck me a couple of years ago when I went through one of these lesser domestic brand factories in the city of Wuhan, which is in central China, was I looked at the factory and it's like, wow, this is, you know, your typical car factory that's sized to make 230,000 vehicles a year or so. How come you're only making 30?
Really?
Yeah.
And what was the answer to that?
Well, they were having trouble selling them, okay, because there's so much competition. So there's a lot of excess capacity in China. And a lot of the excess capacity has been driven by regional governments who just say, we need to have a car factory in our locale.
So you've got some of these companies that are now taking a look at the United States as a market. They want to get in.
Sure. The U.S. is the richest market in the world. You know, if you look at Chinese manufacturers, they've succeeded in all manner of goods export to the U.S., right? And so just like the Japanese before them and the Koreans after the Japanese, you know, I think a lot of Chinese companies would say, you know, if we're going to become a global player, we have to be in the U.S. market as well.
I wonder if American consumers would want Chinese cars or look at them and see something desirable.
Already, I think we will see some things that will appeal to American consumers because they're innovative and they're kind of clever. I took a class to Shenzhen and we went to the BYD factory. They're cranking the vehicles out. We go over to the showroom and one of the problems in China is sometimes the parking spaces are kind of narrow, right? So when you buy a BYD car, there's some models that come with a remote control. Okay, so what you do is you get out of the car, okay, and then you get a little remote, which is this smaller than a TV remote. And, you know, you can start the car and you can steer it, right? So you can back it into the parking space and have no clearance on the side. I think there are American consumers who would look at that and say, that's pretty innovative. Maybe I'd like to try that.
There's another thing I want to ask you about. The Chinese government is making this huge push for electric vehicles. In fact, they've announced recently that if you're a new company, you're not even going to be able to make fossil fuel vehicles.
Right.
How significant is that?
I think it's highly significant because if you look at internal combustion engines and you look at people who really do these well, the Germans, you know, the big three in Detroit, the Japanese, you know, they have generations of experience doing that. But the Chinese say, well, if I can ride this technology transition, I'm already the number one producer of batteries.
They'll be on the front wave of this new technology.
Well, it's like I don't need any of that infrastructure that all you guys are burdened with. We have a historic opportunity to just turn the competition upside down.
Mm-hmm. Finally, the trade war between the United States and China. Does that affect what's happening in the Chinese automotive industry and especially its vision for its American market?
We live in a world now that is very complicated because the supply chains have been laid out over a relatively benign period where we encouraged companies to locate in many different geographies and source parts from many different places, and it was efficient and it brought consumers low cost. And now what happens is you change the rules. I see a world going to companies saying, I have to serve the China market and I have to serve the U.S. market. Historically, I think the view was I serve the markets from the most efficient sites. I'll use combinations of components sourced from lots of different areas. I think that's changing. Hmm. And there will be some big surprises in that.
That's Willie Shi, who's been looking at the Chinese auto market, a professor of management practice at the Harvard Business School. Willie, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.